Films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 5, continued from the January-February issue. On Wednesday, the 11th of last December, Dr. Anil Sharma, co-editor of the Maharishi, flew from New York City for a three-week visit to Sri Ramanashramam in South India. Only a few hours earlier, he and Dennis Hattel were waiting in the office of John E. Allen, INC. They quietly sat there at 10 a.m., anticipating the final edited 16mm restored film to arrive by overnight delivery from California. They were, in fact, promised it would be there by 10 a.m. This day was the culminating point of a two-year effort to collect, restore, edit, and preserve all the films taken at Sri Ramanashramam between the years 1935 and 1980. John Allen knew the project would take time. First of all, many of these films were suffering from acute triacetate-based deterioration. That means that we were looking at reels of films with erratic distortions, twists, curves, shrinkage, and loss of flexibility. This is a natural result of old acetate film being stored in uncontrolled conditions. Our films were a classic case of all that could go wrong in the storage of old films. Fortunately, there is a demand in this country for the restoration and preservation of old films, and John E. Allen is the most competent filmologist on the East Coast. Without delving into all the procedures, decisions, costs, companies subcontracted, and work involved prior to that anticipated day, we are happy to inform you that the final edited film arrived from California as promised. Dr. Anil Sharma took it along with all the old source films with him to Ramanashramam. And on December 23rd, the 112th Jayanti celebration of Ramana Maharishi, this new 50-minute film was shown to a packed and enthusiastic crowd in the Samadhi Hall. We have been informed that Ilaiyaraja, the famous South Indian music composer, has offered to take this film and make a video production from it. We have no indication as to when this will be completed or when it will be available here in North America. Of course, we will keep you informed. Continued in the May-June issue.